There was a time when stealing a car required force, noise, and risk. That era is over. Today, your vehicle can disappear in under a minute without a broken window, without a forced lock, and without so much as a raised eyebrow from anyone nearby. And this isn't speculation. It's happening right now across major American cities, and the latest federal indictment out of Washington, D.C. proves just how organized, efficient, and global this new wave of crime has become. It's not just a U.S. thing. It is a global thing that you need to be aware of. Federal prosecutors have charged six individuals tied to an internal car theft ring that allegedly stole more than 100 vehicles in Washington, D.C., and dozens more from Maryland. These weren't random smash-and-grab jobs. This was a coordinated operation using modern technology, exploiting vulnerabilities baked into the very vehicles Americans are told are smarter and safer than ever. Again, this is a global thing, but we're talking about just the U.S. right here. According to U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, the thieves used a handheld device. It essentially rewrites the vehicle's identity. This tool is very small and allows criminals to program a brand new key fob directly into the car's system. No original key required. No alarm triggered, just access granted, and you drive away. It's amazing how quick it works. Let that sink in. That same technology designed to help locksmiths and dealers serve customers faster is now being weaponized to bypass vehicle security in seconds, like really quick. If you watch the videos, it'll blow your mind. Pirro didn't sugarcoat it when she described the operation. This is the new world of car theft. No drama, no confrontation, just silent, efficient crime that leaves victims stunned and often with little recourse. The scale of the operation should concern every car owner in America. Prosecutors say the ring didn't just steal cars locally. They built a pipeline. Vehicles were taken to a cool-off location in parking garages where identifying details were altered. License plates were swapped. Vehicle identification numbers were obscured. Tracking systems were disabled. From there, the cars were transported to a major transport hub, packed into a shipping container, labeled as furniture, and sent overseas, often to Africa, where demand is high and profits are enormous. And this isn't petty theft. This is global commerce, illegal but highly organized. And here's where the story gets even more uncomfortable. The tool at the center of the operation is the Autel Maxim KM100. It's not some black market device. It's a commercially available tool. I'm not telling you to buy one, and I'm not telling you to steal cars, but you do need to be aware of it. It fits in the palm of your hand, and it can program keys for hundreds of vehicles and models in about 60 seconds. That's not a security loophole. That's a systematic failure. And the auto industry has spent years pushing advanced technology as a selling point. Digital keys, remote access, app-based controls, keyless entry, even your phone is the key. All of it sounds convenient, and it is, until it isn't. Because every layer of convenience introduces another potential vulnerability, and criminals are adapting faster than manufacturers are securing it. The vehicles targeted in this case weren't obscure or rare. They included popular models like Chevy Corvettes, Camaros, even Honda Civics. In other words, mainstream vehicles sitting in driveways, parking garages, and city streets across the country. This isn't a niche problem affecting luxury buyers. This is a mass market issue. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser called the car theft ring a vexing problem. That's a way to describe it. There are other ways. Another way would be predictable. When high-value assets become easier to steal and harder to trace, criminal networks don't hesitate. They scale, and scale quickly. And that's exactly what happened here. Law enforcement believes this case is just the beginning. The indictment covers a fraction of what may be a larger network. Investigators are already signaling that more arrests could follow, which suggests the infrastructure behind these crimes is deeper and more entrenched than most people realize. What makes this especially troubling is how quickly the tactics are spread. Reports indicate similar methods have been used internationally before making their way here to the U.S. And once the playbook is proven, it doesn't stay contained. It replicates itself quickly. The question now isn't whether this will expand. It's how far it already has. So where does this leave your everyday driver? Ironically, some of the most effective deterrents today are not high-tech at all. Law enforcement officials are once again recommending old-school solutions like steering wheel locks, Faraday bags. Yes, the same visual deterrents that we've seen in the past, such as the club that went across the steering wheel. Well, they're now making a comeback because they introduced friction, something modern theft techniques are designed to eliminate. A simple steering wheel lock forces a thief to spend more time, draw more attention, and potentially move on to easier targets. In a world where cars can be stolen in under a minute, even small delays matter. But let's be clear. The burden shouldn't fall entirely on consumers to compensate for security gaps in multi-thousand-dollar vehicles. Automakers need to confront a hard truth. As vehicles become more connected, they also become more vulnerable. The race to add features has outpaced the responsibility to secure them. And until that balance is corrected, criminals will continue to exploit the gaps. Maybe it's time to bring back that old-fashioned key, not just for the door, but also for the ignition. Now, there's also a policy angle that can't be ignored. Tools like the Autel device serve legitimate purposes, but the lack of controls around who can purchase one of these raises some serious questions. When a device capable of bypassing a vehicle's security is widely accessible with minimal oversight, it creates an environment where that abuse is not just possible, it's inevitable, and it's happening right now. Now, this is where regulation enforcement and an industry accountability need to intersect. Not in a way that stifles innovation, but in a way that acknowledges reality. Because the reality is this: car theft is no longer about breaking in, it's about logging in. And if that doesn't change how you think about your vehicle's security, it should. The story out of Washington, D.C. isn't just another crime headline. It's a warning, a glimpse into how technology, when left unchecked, can be turned against the very people it was designed to serve. The next time you park your car, ask yourself a simple question. Is it actually secure? Or does it just look that way? Right now, for far too many Americans, the answer is becoming painfully clear. Maybe not. But maybe it's time to bring back that good old-fashioned key and forget those darn key fobs, because that's what's allowing them access to your vehicle. If you like this video, give it a like and subscribe for more videos like this, and check out our car review channel, Car Smarts. You can support me by buying me a cup of coffee. And if you want even more content, check out the links in the description. I'm Lauren Fix. Thank you so much for watching.